Philadelphia is world-renowned for its role in the birth of America. But as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the city's history was created before and since that time.
Prompted by some questions raised about whether tour guides were giving out accurate and consistent information, the Philadelphia Tour Guides Association formed in 2008, says Bob Skiba, the association's president.
We decided to be proactive, to show people we're professionals, but now we as an organization train people and certify them.
Skiba points out that the city's history didn't end when the nation's capital moved south and the state capital went west.
But through the 19th century, Philadelphia was known as the Athens of America. We had every kind of social club and support club here in Philadelphia. We had artistic clubs, architectural clubs. We were one of the cities that America looked up to as a model for arts, science, literature.
The story can be told by walking down the streets, says Skiba, because in contrast to cities that have been torn down and rebuilt, Philadelphia has retained a great deal of its historic structure.
We're lucky that we have so much here. I explain to kids that when you live in a city that's 300 years old, you can't live in a museum. We've lost some things, but it really makes us appreciate what we do have. We have the largest 18th century neighborhood in the country. We have Society Hill.
The Philadelphia Tour Guides Association has over 130 members, with guides who focus on a variety of subjects, including African American history, women, manufacturing, music, poetry, and art.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.